Yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy. That is Peter Tosh with Come Together. Instruction by song for the day. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. I'm Utrice Lead. The program is Talkback, and I'm sitting in for Hugh Hamilton, who will be back at his post tomorrow. Incidentally, I hope you are having a time of reflection on this day, the first day of January 2001. You're on the air at 212-209-2900. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Nobody's there. All right. Thank you. Let's see if this one works. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, you Trace?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi.
Who's calling?
Joan, New York.
Thank you, Joan.
Hi. Well, I've come back from vacation to find all this stuff. And I'm listening to you today, and I've listened to you in the past, and suddenly all this stuff has erupted, and it's very, very difficult to sort out. One of the things that is going through my mind as I listen to you and that I've picked up bits and pieces of news from other people is that there is a group of people that I esteem very, very highly. And the odds seem to be stacking up in that corner. Now, as you say, you don't like talking about this, that, and the other thing, and you don't incline to do it. But if you're going to make your position absolutely clear to people who are trying to understand and try to find where their loyalties lie, you're going to have to do it. I'm looking at a list of people that include Amy Goodman, Bernard White, Robert Knight, Al Lewis, Leslie Kagan, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. And now I hear today Gary Null is saying on his show that there have been moves to take his program off the air. How in hell am I supposed to stand against those odds?
Moves by whom?
I beg your pardon?
Moves by whom?
Repeat what you mean.
Gary Null made a statement that...
A statement on his show today.
There have been moves by whom to take...
He did not elaborate upon that, but I should think it would stand to reason that it is the same people who are removing all these other folks from the air.
Oh, that's interesting.
What is interesting?
That he would just simply say something like that without being...
Well, is he under the same kind of gag rule that most of the programmers are under?
Have you heard anything to suggest a gag rule?
Well, people have disappeared.
Therefore, there is a gag rule?
Robert Knight, according to some of the information I have, was not allowed to do his most recent program. He found somebody else at the controls.
I beg your pardon?
That's what I hear. Robert Knight came up with
this
program.
You know, this is what I mean. You people are hearing things.
Well, what...
Are you hearing these things?
The internet.
Exactly.
Robert Knight came up to do his program and he found someone, a James, was it Freund or something, at the controls?
Jim Freund, but it is not Robert Knight's program, is it?
I was under the impression it was his program.
That's what I'm saying. People are under, therefore, the wrong impression, including, if that's a...
Well, you know...
There's a reason. If you want us to understand what's going on and you want a fair review,
then I think you have to open up and start saying why what is happening is happening.
I am saying that I have been quiet. I have been, in fact, silent throughout all of the misinformation and disinformation that has been disseminated by allegedly responsible people. And I was looking for some sign that within particular pockets that cooler heads would prevail and there would be some recognition that despite what they think they're doing, they're engaging, in fact, in the destruction of the station by spreading and disseminating information that simply isn't correct.
Well, I have here, I'm finding a fan email here, and it says, Amy Goodman and Robert Knight reported for their regular shift.
Yes.
To find Jim Freund at the controls.
Yes. What's
wrong with
that?
He said he had been asked to do the shift by Utrice Lee.
That's correct.
Well, their regular shift, that would mean their program, would it not?
It's not their program.
In the sense that nobody's program is their own on the radio station? In what sense not their program?
It is a program on which the host was Jim Freund.
Well, have I never heard of him? I listen around the clock.
Well, then you need to listen a little harder. You can find him. It's called Hour of the Wolf. He's on. And
well, I don't know why it would say that on this email, Robert, not reported for.
I know, and you don't know why it would say that, but it does say that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does say he reported for his regular shift. That's
right.
What it says.
Okay. So he reported for his regular shift.
To find Jim Frein at the controls.
And there's nothing wrong with Jim Frein being at the controls. He's at the controls
before.
And he's on the controls
I think we're into word games now.
No. We are not into word games. We are into misinformation.
I can't believe, Yatrice, that all of these people, of whom I respect several at least of which are absolutely brilliant, are all mistaken by this mystical, this unannounced Svengali.
All right. Then we will make that person clear. Just wait.
I think you must.
Oh.
Now, in respect for you, because I don't want to come down in a camp unalterably opposed to you until I have complete information.
Well,
and probably thousands of other listeners are given to veer in that direction.
Well, I think that is the sad thing. And that proves my point about the irresponsibility of certain broadcasters.
And certainly.
The vast majority of people doing programming here have taken what I consider to be a sober position.
Yeah.
And that is, if you don't know what's going on, then don't opine. And don't put out information. I heard a dreadful program here on Saturday. It was just dreadful. And riddled with inaccuracies.
Well,
and
I'll
it was
you.
Done by someone with allegedly a great credibility, but it was nonetheless a dreadful program.
Well, I think then still, with this lineup of people whom I have revered for years,
yes.
Until you come out with the specifics, I am unalterably opposed to what is happening at BAI.
Well,
I will not support what is happening at BAI, and certainly I absolutely deplore the midnight raid and the changing of the locks.
Do you, let me ask you, when you get an apartment, do you accept the lock that's there?
Now you're getting down to who owns the station.
No. Do you accept the lock that's there? If you are going to inhabit...
If it's my station, I would change it. Is it your station as opposed to these other people?
In my capacity...
If it were my apartment, then I have the right to change the lock.
Well, it may be your apartment, but that doesn't mean you own it, does it?
But it seems to... Well, if I'm renting it, then it's my right.
And it's my name on the lease. Here.
Yes, but I don't...
But it is my name that is on the lease here.
But you are sharing that apartment with other people.
No.
I am not.
No. The other people have no legal responsibility for what's going on in here now. I do. And my name is on that lease.
That's a sleight of hand.
No, it's not a sleight of hand.
No.
It is what the... you want the facts. I give you the facts, and then you say that is not the way it's supposed to be. My name is now on the lease. My name is on the lease, and I am responsible for what is in here. That's my charge. That is part of now my responsibility.
You are responsible to upholding an ideal. You have
you
opened
can't tell me,
insofar as
you
I can
tell. Me that you can't tell me what my responsibility...
Insofar
have you read,
as I can
have
tell.
You read my job description?
Insofar as I can tell, you have opened the door to a Pacifica board that is increasingly...
You have fallen hook, line, and sinker for... A line of propaganda that was...
I have not been helped by your vagueness and by your mystery people.
Have you been helped by the inaccuracies that you have received so far?
I don't view them as inaccuracies.
Naturally you won't, because...
That's exactly correct. So you have to come off sitting where you are, and you have to make things absolutely specific. Until then, I cannot believe that these people
demanded,
are all wrong.
Have you demanded that, for example, the email that you just read, have you demanded specificity and proof from the people who supplied you with that information?
I haven't had time yet.
Oh, I see. But you accepted it as the truth, and it is on that basis that you are arguing.
Is it on the basis with all these people who are coming so far, because I've not been helped sufficiently by you?
Oh,
because you've been too vague.
My feelings are with them.
Also, because I hear names.
Your feelings are with them.
That is correct.
The whole point I'm making is that one individual has created the us and them.
Yatrice, these are not stupid people.
Precisely.
I don't believe that all of these brilliant people, at least three or four of them, have fallen hook, line, and sinker and been manipulated by this Svengali. I don't believe it.
All right. You're entitled to your belief. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Joan. Hello, you're on the air. This is WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.
Hi, good afternoon, Yatrice.
Hello.
Hi, this is Carl.
Hello, Carl.
First-time caller.
Oh, good. Thank you. Where are you calling from? What an entrance to make, huh?
Oh, boy. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Thank you.
And as a matter of fact, I must say that just last... Was it last week? Monday last week, you know, I stopped by BAI for the first time.
Yes.
With the hope of seeing you, just to express solidarity with you. And
thank you.
I'm here to say congratulations.
Oh, Lord. I feel more like condolences.
But I am saying congratulations because...
Thank you.
I am very upbeat. I'm optimistic.
So am I, by the way.
You have a job to do.
Yes.
I have all the confidence in the world that you'll do it, and you'll do it well, and with fairness, and with integrity.
Well, I thank you for that statement. Thank you very much.
About 3 weeks ago, I attended a concert. I think it was sponsored by BI and what's her name? Odetta.
Odetta, yes.
Was performing. And at the concert, a petition was being circulated. And at the end of it, I approached Bernard that I met for the first time. I said, "This, you know, I can't sign onto this petition because I don't have enough background information." And he said to me, "So what do you know?" And I said, "All I know is what I've heard in commuting, morning and evening and afternoon commutes. That's your program and Utrecht's program." And to my dismay, he said something to me which I still don't believe. He said, "Then why do you choose to believe what you hear in the afternoon? And what you have been hearing in the afternoon?" And I said, "But why do you come to such a conclusion?" And then he went on to say to me that, "Well, if you have a house and there are internal problem within that house and someone is coming to take the house, what did it do? Would you try and resolve what is going on among your family members in the house, or would you try to push at bay," and I'm paraphrasing the best I can,
yeah,
"push at bay, the invader?" So I said to him, "Well, it depends, because sometimes you might need to ally yourself with the invader, you know, because it depends on what the invader's, you know, aims and objectives are. What are the motives?" And we left at that. But I must say, though, that I'm just making reference to this because I was so dismayed when he believed, after asking what I considered a very objective question, trying to get objectivity on the issues, he was boxing me in a corner to say that I was taking side of what I heard in the afternoon.
And by that time, I should say that the position that I had taken publicly was that we are being eroded from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
I remember you saying that, yes.
That our problem, mm-hmm, for a long time has been internal, and it remains so. That was my position then.
Right.
And even then, there was resistance to it.
Mm-hmm. But, when you responded like that, and I don't want to make this into anything too personal, but it is pertinent what I'm about to say. At least I consider it that way. When you responded that way, the whole issue of IQ comes into my thoughts, because and it confirms something in my mind that I've shared with my wife all along, is that it seems to me that Bernard function more as a tail, and the motility of that tail is subjected to a dog wagging the tail. In other words, I don't think he's totally responsible for his actions or inactions, if you choose to describe it as such.
Yes. That is my position, incidentally.
Okay. Furthermore, a caller mentioned earlier, and this is something that I discussed at length with my wife, something that, what's his name, the producer on a Saturday morning, David Rottenberg, I think his name, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke about, the issue of voting. and, you know, for different people that applied for the, you know, the PD job. And by virtue of voting or whatever, the process was, you were the person that was elected.
Yes.
And that selection was vetoed by the then manager.
Right.
And I would think that since democracy was at play there, and since Bernard and others are now professing to be so righteous, to be so self-righteous, I'm asking, I hope he's listening, but I'm saying, why, even if, or even though Valerie chose to have, you know, selected him through a non-democratic process, why didn't he and those who he are in his corner, if I may describe it as such, say to him, but listen, we don't think that this is the thing to do. You know, let democracy take its place here. Why didn't he do that? Another issue, too, that, you know, that has weighed on my mind is, and Friday morning, I think it was Mario Murillo,
yes.
Right. And his program had Bernard and the other lady's name, I forget, on the program.
Yeah, Amy Goodman.
No, it wasn't. I think they had a guest. I think she's one of them. I think.
Yes, she was one.
Okay. Anyway.
I think others included John McDonough from Radio Free Aaron, Matthew Finch, mm-hmm. and Errol Maitland.
Okay. Mario did ask, if my memory serves me correctly, you know, ask of Bernard whether or not, if, since they now say that the ball is in your court, you know, to rehire, which, you know, by my humble judgment, I must say that, you know, I just don't think that is something you should even consider, given the fact that these persons were, you know, they were laid off or fired, whatever we choose to call it, by someone we might consider your superior. But he did ask of Bernard if you were, you know, to rehire him, if he would accept the job. And his answer, and I try again to paraphrase as best I can, his answer was, well, Uche's lead has got to go. Which in effect is saying that he is not prepared to work in the same space as Uche's lead. Now, once he has done that, then I think that has put the lid on things in terms of whether or not you should even be considering rehiring the person, because this person has made it absolutely clear that it's Utrecht or I, Bernard. I do believe, and I also believe that a great percentage of the audience, of BAI's audience, believe, and I could say no, that you, Utrecht, has far more to contribute to the station and to us as listeners than Bernard has. And this is not anything against Bernard, but I could say the same thing about myself. That you, Utrecht, have more to contribute, more to give than I, you know, could at this juncture of my life. And we are not to be afraid to say that. There is a gentleman who he has called a couple of times, and he said something is wrong about us wanting too often, you know, as black people to accept mediocrity. I don't think we should, and I don't think Utrecht leads about that. And for those who believe that you are a pawn in the hands of a Pacifica, I think they're absolutely wrong. And if there are any member of Pacifica who believe that you are, then such a person or persons have definitely made a wrong calculation by offering you, you know, this very worthy position. And that's all I have to say, Utrecht.
Well, thank you very much.
And
Carl,
good luck.
Thank you, that's needed.
And you know, you're a positive charge. You're in charge, and you're positively charged. And I'm right there with you. And for those who might think that they could be so disruptive that you won't function, let it be understood that those of us who want you there, we are prepared to put a cloud over those, you know, bad and distasteful thoughts. Have a good evening, and I'll continue to listen to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I thank you very much for all that you have said and for the spirit in which you have said it. And I thank all of you who have called today with your earnest desire to truly understand the situation, which we all admit is difficult at the moment. It produces a number of challenges that we must meet. And I think with bravery and with some commitment to telling the truth, we could somehow find our way close to a solution. We'll tune out now. I want to thank you very much, Anastasia Barato, for engineering today. Coming up next is Behind the News, and Hugh Hamilton will be with you, God willing, and the creek don't rise, right here on Talk Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Since 12 p.m. engineering for everybody else on this fine New Year's Day. And they've given me an hour of music for you. So I've put together from what was lying around the station and in my bag an hour-long set of music for you today as a little gift, a chance to sort of think about all the things that were discussed today.